Nope, okay. And we don't have the minutes yet, they haven't come, so we'll have to wait on that. Would anyone from the public like to, there's a name tag up on the side. Anyone from the public like to make a comment at the beginning or wait till the end? Yeah?
You made clear that when you go to the site that this meeting was an open meeting. The only thing I saw on the site was that how to join and the procedure to say all is welcome and come, you don't have to be a member of the board to come to the
meeting. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, would you take that back, Jennifer? Yeah, yeah. All of our meetings are public. Yeah, but how would you know, right? Right. Okay.
It is in the on-air announcement, but great.
Okay, so I think we'll let Sarah start her tutorial right away.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not on the internet yet since I don't have a Wi-Fi password.
Oh, okay. So you want to, will you get one shortly? Is someone?
Yeah, I'm running downstairs right now, just making a note.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll be right back. But just while we're, if it doesn't work, did anyone have a chance to go through this today? And, yes, did it work?
Oh, I just read it.
Okay.
I thought that's what I did. I thought I posted some stuff. People commented, so I guess I did something right.
I did it wrong.
I wonder if that's why we're not getting so many comments on it from the board members as we hoped, because I think people are not maybe familiar with how to actually post
it. I have just one comment about that. I mean, I think we should comment under our own names, not under the CAB name. And
so I'll add that to this tutorial.
Yeah. Because then it looks like we're CAB members, so it's like, oh,
well, part of that is technical, because if I post something on my Facebook page, if I comment on something that somebody else is posting, when I hit return, my name is automatically applied.
No, but if you are a member of the page, I mean, if you are, what do you call it?
If you logged in as an administrator, when
right,
you're
administrator,
thank you. Yeah, like if you end up looking at the page as an administrator and you're like, oh, let me comment on this thing while I'm here, it'll post as the cab instead of as your
I found that out, and
yes.
I didn't want it
but
to
right
be.
At the top, it says you are now posting as CAB. Click here if you want to post as yourself. Right at the top.
Okay. Ta-da. Part of the tutorial. You're right.
Yeah. So I'll add this quickly. I think what's most important is as you post
over
something, go back and look and see how it's turned out. Because you can always just delete it immediately and figure out what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure it's posting how we want to see it.
Okay. Let me just make Jennifer's coming back up with that, right? Let me just make a couple of announcements so we can talk about them later. But for the WQXR instrument drive, we don't have official dates on that, but I have two things I do want to share with you. John Bacon is, I spoke to him about getting posters up in the library system, and he said he would be able to do that, so we've let Graham Parker know, and it's great exposure for them, especially on their first instrument drive. And then also I have a friend on the Metro North board, and so they're posting it on all the Metro North stations. There's about 150 of them. Metro North, Harlem Hudson Line, and the New Haven. So for this first instrument drive, we're going to have a lot of good exposure. What I did want to ask also is that that Graham could send us posters if we have places personally that would like to have them displayed. Like I have a friend who's with Copeland House up in Westchester. He would take some posters over there so that people would know where and what to do with the instrument drive. So I'll get those when I get them and just distribute them to everybody.
And there's no date as to when they're
received? There is, but I don't have it yet. they're going to, I think it's the last week of February and first week of March, I think. Yeah, so. But I think that's a nice start for us as far as getting helpful, being helpful to WQR. So. And Graham thinks so too. So.
That's good.
Do you have it yet? Is there anything else you would like to know about the drive that I can get back to Graham before it starts that would be helpful to you in any way?
Could you just describe again what the expectation is that we will be doing in connection with it?
Well, we weren't really told very much about what they would expect us to do. He was informing us when he came here to speak in October, I think. And basically, we're going to see what we can do to help expose the idea and see who we can tell. The collection places will be all around the city. The Sam Ash stores are working in conjunction with them. So it's just that's to help publicize it. What else might be done with the QXR part? And that's why I was hoping the minutes would be here, because there were some people who signed up for the music committee, and I'm not one of them, not being terribly musical.
I think we did. Yeah. Gary, didn't you and I? And there was someone.
And Stephen, too, I know.
Andrew, were you the person? Somebody said they had experience with something similar with collecting personal property for a charity drive, and they wanted to get involved.
Someone who works at Housing Works.
I work at Housing Works.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't want to.
Focus your nameplate.
I'm going to work on the Facebook stuff. But I can put you in touch with our donations team. They may actually have extra stuff that they want to get rid of. I know we actually have trouble selling pianos.
Which I think
there
they're not
collecting.
Pianos. Yeah. Everybody has trouble getting rid of pianos, then.
Yeah.
The private school used to have some places on the east side where you could buy sports equipment for kids, you know, all kinds of used things. And I don't know if instruments are part of it. A lot of the private schools had, like, places where you would donate uniforms.
I don't know if they'd be willing to donate to QXR, though.
I don't know.
That's the thing.
They might.
Is there a consortium?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Instruments are not
really
expensive.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The
rest of
the music school.
There's the Parents League, but that's not. These were like used drive schools.
No, I understand that. Yeah. But that's what they're looking for QXR, because somebody's going to put the instruments back in shape before they're donated to the schools. So, but if anybody knows of how to get to this overarching Parents Association for private schools, send me a note.
I'll work.
Good. All right. What do you think, Ron?
I'm on the internet.
Ta-da! Okay.
Since we don't have a way to project, I don't know if people just want to hover over my shoulder. What's the follow-up? So the network is most of the best, I think. And then the password is NYSEC123, all the things. NYSEC? SEC Society of Social Protection.
That was NYS.
SEC.
In this lowercase,
yes.
We'll go ahead and strike that from the minutes.
Yeah.
Give me this last time.
Now, I have a copy of the presentation on here. Would it be helpful for people to follow along on this side if I open that up?
Yeah, maybe you can have a couple of.
Actually, didn't somebody print it out?
I don't understand
it
tonight.
There's copies.
It's just nice if we can work through it all.
I know she did. I mean, don't
So if you're comfortable just following along with your printout, or if you want to look over someone's shoulder, I'm sure either one's fine. Okay. So the first thing we do is log into our Facebook accounts. Does everybody know how to do that? So know what email you use for it.
Is this into our own Facebook?
Your own personal account, yeah. Because, yeah. So just log on as you would. And that's going to bring you to the news feed, which is just where everything that you've kind of, every person that you've become friends with, every page that you've liked, when they post something, it goes to your news feed. So that's personalized based on what you've chosen to have there. And just a little trick up in the top right corner where it says news feed, there's these little arrows, and if you click on them, you can kind of choose what you want to look at. So I like to do most recent because that just gives me what's been posted kind of in reverse order as the most recent things to the most recent. Because otherwise, what they call the news feed is what Facebook thinks is most important to you, which I don't always agree with. So I like to do most recent, but that's just a personal thing. Okay. So we signed it, and we're on the news feed.
Excuse me, for members of the public, if you're interested in this, there are extra copies of this on the... Okay.
So the other half of things are, there's also what's called your page.
Did you find the app? She's looking for the app.
So in the top left corner is your name, and if you click on that, or if you click on your little picture towards the top, that takes you to what's your page, called your page. It's also referred to as your wall. And just for Facebook history's sake, this is, it's kind of... The original idea was that in the dorms you had a whiteboard on the door of your dorm and people could write notes if you were gone. This is before all technology. So this is kind of the online version of that whiteboard. So that was the idea originally. People could leave you little notes and stuff. So that's your wall, and it's evolved from this. So the wall, which is your personal page, you know, it shows all the stuff that you might have posted, anything you might have liked, pictures you put up, people can write on your wall, you can write on other people's walls. So that's that little aside. So now if we want to get over to the community advisory board, our wall, we click on that little tiny arrow that's in the top right corner. It's, you can barely see it, it's kind of like a dark blue. And that's going to give you a drop-down menu. You guys see it? It's kind of, if you see the white things that say home and post, it's to the far right of that.
But you said arrow, or?
It's like a tiny little down pointing arrow. It's on the blue ribbon at the top.
I have the lock thing, and then the system thing, and then.
Okay.
ended up one day.
When did he tell you that?
So it's all chat.
I just got it. He said,
okay, so yours is
okay, good. Yeah. I was making notes and so I wasn't following.
Can I go to our
so mine has no, I'm not
just looking at myself. We asked at the beginning of the last meeting, the last area, she was taking notes in minutes, and she was, right?
I saw her.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
I'm sure to her person.
Because as soon as you become an administrator, it's in that queue. So I just
go to
that queue.
She's kind of a responsible person.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure
but she
that I'm not
and
like
we
the
saw her,
person.
And we asked her at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember she asked before the meeting.
See, I did post something once.
And
I
what do you do? And I remember writing her sort of big deal.
I
was such an idiot. She's like a CEO of Methodist Care. She's pretty big. Pretty big, sophisticated.
Did she send them? I can't remember.
No, it was Joyce Conklin. She said it was
but, well, Harry can get back to us.
But, I mean, she didn't circulate. I mean, I get so confused at this point.
It's in mine, where pages were, it lists all
no, not a verbatim transcript.
There's some... hope it's not too bad. I don't imagine it's something big.
Sir?
Yeah.
I logged in.
Like
okay. I'm on my Facebook page.
All right.
What do I do now?
Do you have a little blue arrow in the top right corner on that blue banner?
Oh,
no.
Is it like a little flower or a gear?
There's a gear.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
just
the
insert.
No.
Oh, you're printing. Yeah, printed out the arrow.
We're losing everybody. Excuse me. Yeah, we're losing everybody.
Should I put into the search bar with everyone who I see community advisory board? Or?
Do you have on your left side, is there a column of different, like a list of different stuff? And do you see it there?
See what?
Community advisory board. In that column stuff?
No.
And she doesn't have it listed either. Okay, well, try searching for it. It'd be the WNYC Community Advisory Board official page. Hopefully it'll fill something out for you.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right, that got me there.
You need to be signed into Facebook, so.
Oh, there it is.
So I might need to, if you're not an administrator, then I need to get the email that you use to sign in with Facebook.
I believe I am an administrator.
Okay.
Have
you gotten to the page?
What's that?
Have you gotten to the page?
Yeah, well, I'm at the, yes, at the
okay.
Page.
So does it say you are an administrator, or does it just say you like it? It
doesn't say anything.
You like it.
Oh, it doesn't. No, it doesn't
say anything. So you're not seeing an admin panel? Mm-hmm.
No. But I believe I did, I went through the process of
okay.
Signing in as a
well, we'll figure out what's going on with you guys.
Okay.
Moving forward. But okay, so we have, assuming you have the blue arrow, like it has in the tutorial, click on that. Select the WNYC Community Advisory Board official page, which will take you to the admin panel. And the admin panel is just a thing up at the top of your page slash wall. So if you scroll down, you'll see what most people see when they visit the page. So that's where that graphic that just has NY on it.
Yeah, the admin panel. There's no admin panel. You can go and do what you want.
You probably have to be signed in. You know, she'll correct that later.
Okay, so at this point, up on my banner on the top, the banner is that blue stripe that goes across the top of the screen. It should say, if I am signed up as an administrator, it should say WNYC Community Advisory Board up in that top thing. So when you see that, you know that anything you put on this page is going to be from the community advisory board, not from your personal account. So if you're the one like making a post, that you want to make sure it says that up there before you start typing stuff in.
That would mean on the schedule that Sarah gave us a while ago. Some of you have a time in which you're the poster, and the rest of you are commentators on that post. So when you are posting, you should, you know, be following that on your calendar as to when you are posting as the primary.
And I'll add to this tutorial of how to comment on stuff as yourself, because that's an issue we have is sometimes people sign in, see the post, and then comment, but when they comment, it ends up being from the CAB instead of from them, and we don't need the CAB commenting on the CAB as a whole. We want individuals commenting.
Well, why don't you, can you mention, is it simple enough? So that
I think you just log back, maybe just kind of go in reverse, get back to your page. So I, like, in this, I have a thing that tells you how to get back to be you again. And then I say that you should share it now with your friends, because that changes the reach. Like, if I'm looking at the admin panel for today, and so we see there are two posts where we had, say, 18 people were reached, and 21 people, and 24 people were reached. And then the one before that, 114 people were reached. I think that was because that was one of the posts that I then reposted to my friends. So that means more eyeballs saw the post. So if everyone can repost to their friends, then we'll actually increase the dialogue, hopefully, and eyeballs will see the post, which makes our numbers look nicer. Have you guys been getting the emails from Facebook that gives the weekly updates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? Yeah. And you can tell, you know, how much reach, and most of that reach, I think, is from just me reposting. So if everyone can repost, then we'll have way more eyeballs on the page. Okay. Which, once we all figure out how it works, so I go through saying how you get back to being you, how to share, and then I think the final step would be to, as you, you click on the post in your newsfeed, and then you can comment as you. But make sure it says, as you're typing, you're posting as this person, not as a CAB. And then the final thing is to make sure, as you post and after it posts, just go back and look at it, go find it, and make sure that it did what you wanted it to do. So that's the final step. And once you figure it out, it'll be easy and not intimidating.
What do people write in the bed?
We all are writing about whatever. You know, here's someone a couple days ago that was asked the question of, do you think more should be done for healthy older adults in our city? Do you know any models of what to engage and support retirees? So it's a question that, you know, evokes discussion. So it can be on any topic, and that's kind of nice that we have diversity backgrounds here.
But does it connect to us particularly, or?
Can't we take a rip off the news of the day or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's whatever kind of like jumps out at you personally. So it's, I mean, we're trying to promote discussion, and you know, try to like maybe, you know, hear some things that we haven't thought about. So, you know, that gives, like, it's just another way for us to get information from the community, and these questions help focus discussions.
I was thinking that the morning news from Dugman Wesley, that's what they call the public news there.
The news brief.
Might be a place where issues come up because they're on the daily agenda.
Well, and you know, it could be a news-related thing. It could be something very topical. It could also just be something that's—I mean, Luann posted something a couple months ago that was stemmed from a conversation she had with her hairdresser. So,
I need no foot in the ground.
No, but the one about the senior citizens—that came up while I was listening to the radio, and that there was an incident of senior citizens who were congregating in McDonald's,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And that was my Right. Not too many responded to that. There were others. The bicycle one was, you know, we have like certain subjects that people are responding to. But I can't seem to get, I mean, I sign in as myself, mm-hmm. but then it converts to an administrator. That's my issue. So sorry if... You know, I commented as an administrator.
But one thing that may work is that when you do the return, you have to cross out that cap something. You just put your name. I think you can do that. Because when I posted one time and I hit return, it put cab administrator. And I go, holy shoot, I don't want this to sound like the cab phrases, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this is my reaction to it. So, but I think you could just undo that. I went back and deleted that, my name, and put, deleted the cab administrator and put my name. So it was clear that that was my opinion.
I'll see.
But if there's another way to do it, right. Let us know.
And the likes, I also had a question about likes. I don't know if you got that. That people are liking and it's coming back to my email.
People are liking
the commentary, or they're sending additional links to corroborate or their particular interests or position.
I think that's your personal setting. That's if you get an email notice. It's
anyway, it's coming back to my email, but. Community Advisory Board admin.
Oh, yeah, that's probably however you have your settings for the Community Advisory Board. So I can't speak to that specifically, but I'm sure it's like...
Okay, I followed your instructions before. I'm sure we'll be able to just figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this, I wouldn't say it's super intuitive, but, you know, just keep clicking on things until you find something.
Yeah, like pushing buttons in elevators. I got that.
I have a quick question. You know, getting to the derivative of the board and the Facebook page, is there a way that somebody from the public can message us or administrators of the board by the posting publicly as a comment or provide them an avenue to get in contact with us electronically?
I don't think that, I mean, maybe, I don't know if they can send private messages, but they can post to our board, and, you know, we'll see that when we go to our page. But if anything, an individual posts on our board, it won't go out to the newsfeed of the world. It will just stay on our page. But I get a message or an alert or something if someone posts, so that at least I have to go check.
And is there any avenue if somebody were to want to send an email to CAD? Do you have any, cad@wnyc.com?
So maybe we should add that.
We'll add that to Facebook. So if you want to get it.
So I'm available by email this week if people want to work through it. See if it works, and then we'll try to figure out what's going on. And I guess I'll put together a new schedule for the new year.
I thought at some point there was an email with a link in the email to get onto our page on Facebook. Is that, am I misremembering?
It might have been there was an email that was sent to inviting you to become an administrator.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe that was that email.
Could you maybe try sending that to me again, and I'll go back and start from scratch? Because I did post something, and I couldn't understand why it didn't.
Right.
But it ended up I was just posting as a visitor, not as an administrator.
So anyone who's had a problem posting as, or doesn't think they're an administrator, send me an email that includes the email address that you sign into Facebook with, because I need that to add it to the list, and then it sends you an email that links and tells you what to do.
So the calendar is just to make sure that somebody's posting something, but if one of us has an inspiration and we're listening to the radio and it's not our, we're not on the schedule, we can still post or comment.
The calendar assures that we have some activity every week, and more is better, and feel free to
you know, rather than just comment the one time you're supposed to comment, you can comment on more things, you can go back and forth with people, invite others that you think have an opinion to the discussion. Like, I'll do that sometimes if someone's put up a post that I think someone I know personally who has a horse in that game, or I'll call them out specifically as I'm posting it to my news feed, just to make sure that their attention's drawn to it and they can go and share.
I'm a little unclear about who it is we would like to hope to engage on this page, given that they're on the WNYC page for each show, people can engage in a conversation there. Why would they want to come here when they can directly speak to a topic there and to engage with the people who listen and with the hosts of the show? Well, I don't mean that in a challenging way.
I think it's not clear.
No, but I think it, exactly because there is a topic they comment on those other shows, and here it's much more freeform and open. If there's something that they want to say and isn't being, you know, addressed in a show at that moment or whatever, they can bring it to the cab's attention, and then we bring it to the station's attention. I mean, but it's not restricted to what happens to be on a show at that time.
So how would we make that function known and attractive to people, you know, so that...
Posting a comment to that effect. You know, do you have something that you care deeply about that is not being addressed by WNYC and you think it's an area to be explored? Well, feel free to join us on this page for comment back and forth. As soon as you get to be an administrator, you can do that.
But I think I am already.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but as I said, I found it really hard to find our page, and I knew it was there. So
the Facebook page?
Yeah,
it is hard.
And I mean, I got all sorts of community board pages that popped up. It really took me about 10 or 15 minutes to find it. And I am the first to admit that I am complete troglodyte at this. So, but I'm probably not the only troglodyte out there. So I kind of understand what the question is. How do we... I think we need to take a step back and let people know that we're on Facebook and that we're out there and that we exist. And if you listen to the radio, you might get one little blip about the community board is meeting on, you know, Monday, the whatever day.
But
it's not, or even if you go to the NPR website, when I wanted to apply to this, you know, again, it was very difficult to find the board on it. So
I've had more conversations than I care to tell you about that 15-second announcement, which says, come in here, you thanks, every time. Very bland and very short, but it's restricted because of their time constraints.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Keith, if there's anything you can do about broadening that, we've been very restricted in what we can say in terms of the subject matter. Under that 15-second thing. Oh, we don't do speaking. We don't do speaking. That's the problem. I should think that'd be a pretty simple way to do it also. But the other thing is getting a better placement. I've asked if we couldn't be on the actual page of WNYC, and they said no. No. So we have to go through about. And when you go through about, that's not intuitive to me.
Tiny little letters.
And it's not intuitive either. But that's the way. And I've been reading that horse for 4 years now. Five, right?
Going back to Gary's question, I think part of this page, I mean, yes, it's about engaging people and starting conversations, but it's also showing that we're a living, breathing presence. Is the most important thing when you have any Facebook page is to, you know, when someone finally finds it after 10 minutes of searching Facebook, they want to see that it's active, and if there's a post every week, they know that if they engage with that page, they're going to get a response.
Right. I guess inherent in my question was that they have to they have to know you're a living, breathing presence.
Right. But I mean, I think this is one avenue we have for engaging with the public, and I know that people my age and younger will have a problem finding this and a problem figuring out how to do it. So
that's not fair.
I mean, it's amazing to meet my friends, 11-year-old kid with.
They're on Twitter and Snapchat.
Right, they've left Facebook for now.
But they know. No, they still have their accounts though, and they know that it's happening. So I think that it's one way of engaging with. We have 8 million people in the city alone that we're supposed to be engaging with, let alone suburbs. So.
Right, what do you do on your private Facebook page to make sure that all of your friends get to see the postings from WMYC?
I post it. There's a thing in this instruction it's called sharing. So I would share it to my wall, and there's stuff that's like instructions in the second half of this column.
And you have to do that every time?
Every time any of these posts comes up, I would then reshare it to my wall so that my friends' eyeballs would see it. And you can also invite them to like the page, and if they like the page, then it will go directly to their newsfeeds.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of words.
There's a lot of vocabulary, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The game walls and the glossary. Yeah.
Okay.
When I listen to the news that the cat is having a meeting, there's a very generic message. And the message says, if you have anything to say about WQXR or WNYC, please come to the CAD meeting. It's kind of like a
share your thoughts.
and come and have some kind of other. And it feels like, I know maybe if we're trying to have a huge kind of thing, or it just feels like there needs to be more purpose, or maybe that's just me because I really don't use Facebook that much. But I just feel like it needs more purpose.
Well, the last two meetings had more purpose, and they mentioned that on the air, and people attended. Yeah. And this meeting we didn't have, we could have talked about Facebook, but I don't know if we had that all planned in advance. So.
No, but when that's exactly what I mean, though. When there is a specific, and that kind of galvanizes people, it seems different than just a sort of broad comment. Although the idea that there may be something missing is interesting. I don't know how we can.
Did the announcements for the last two meetings actually mention a theme?
They said, come here, Graham Parker. Or
that's right.
The station manager. And then Jonathan Schwartz riffed for 5 minutes about, I don't know who that is. It was very funny.
Right, I don't know.
It was really
is.
5 minutes of him talking about it. I don't know who the station manager
he's
is.
He's above non.
He was speculating about who it was, and I thought, it's hard for us to get more than 15 seconds on the air, but from Jonathan Schwartz, we get 5 minutes free. In any case, I guess it's if we can plan.
Maybe he wants
3 weeks in advance. It might be fun. Elliot Forrest said he'd come, so I think we should do that sometime too.
I'd love to get the data news team too.
I think that's the draw, meeting people connected either on air or in management.
But then another thing was when I tried to mention names, they said, no, you can't mention names. We never get the names of staff. And then they changed their mind. So what can I say?
I think it would depend on who they say. They mentioned someone who was in our crowd.
I mean, they can give the title of the person, but I think it might be their personal decision, if they're like front-facing versus behind the scenes, or if they want their name broadcast or not.
Well, and I think we would have to decide if we were to invite a Jonathan Schwartz or somebody like that, then the meeting becomes the Jonathan Schwartz show instead of the community advisory board meeting.
Well, we
get
to ask the question.
So. Half the first hour.
Yeah, well, that I just need to be mindful that we get 100 people that all want to talk to him and really care about. They view it as a private
raise our
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I think we would need to be prepared
very structured
if we had something like the setup like that.
But do you want to go through that sharing part a little bit more in the back, or do you want to have us try it and ask your questions?
I think, yeah. You try it on your own, so just maybe we click on this, and then go to this.
Okay.
Is that our assignment?
Yes.
And you will be marked and tested.
And I am available via email if you have any questions. I can answer them as best as possible. And, you know, like, there's a slide that makes sense to you. Please let me know. It would be great if this is just a document that we can always have to reference after, like, the summer and you forgot about it.
Thank you very much for this, Sarah. For those of us troglodytes, it's very helpful. Okay. I wanted to start, we've changed our calendar this year so that we can deal with recruitment a lot earlier. The last couple of years we've kind of rushed towards the end, and it's a long slog getting through the interviews. And so I thought if we start this first meeting in January, talking about filling what gaps we perceive to be there in our recruitment, and then talking about what ways we can fill them, and how we can do a better outreach, and also how we can get a more compelling message, and so on. So, Steve or Judith, if you want to talk a little bit about how the process was handled last year.
Sure, you want to start?
Well, I'm trying to. I thought you were.
Yeah, okay. I know, I'm happy to. How the process was handled, we had a recruitment committee last year consisting of Judith, me, Luann, and Eleanor, who's no longer on the CAP. And we discussed what our strategy should be. We looked at the backgrounds of all the existing CAP members, looked at their affiliations in terms of geography, profession, other things that seemed relevant to communities they would represent, and came up with some areas where we thought we needed to target our recruitment. And of course, we have general recruitment, too. In fact, almost everyone had sort of joined through the general recruiting. But we targeted certain places where we would like to enhance the CAB and talk to the station. They have a list of about 100 partner organizations. And Brenda gave us this list. We mentioned maybe 10 partner organizations we thought would help fill our gaps. We wrote letters to them. We explained what the CAB is. Many of them wrote back and asked questions. That was good. So the partner organizations were interested. And then what they did with that, I can't say. I mean, I know they must have posted our message. Swati learned about the CAB through that. Through the Bronx Museum of the Arts, I think. The Bronx Museum. And she's the one person who joined through that effort. We tried other places, and for whatever reason, we didn't find interest. Whether the partner since it was indirect, the partner organizations might have put up a memo on some bulletin board which no one saw, or they just were small organizations. I don't know. But in the end, we had about 23 applicants. We were really happy with the applicants, I gotta say.
Great. Included in the general.
We went, the three of us read all the resumes, interviewed 14 people, about 12, 14?
14.
Mm-hmm. And then made our decisions. So, in terms of what we could do next year, I think there's no reason not to contact more organizations, because once you write the letter, it really contact 80 or 10, it doesn't matter. We didn't want to find that we had just were overwhelmed with resumes or we. I thought maybe, because each letter was sort of tailored. We said, you know, we're looking for our representatives from the Bronx or Staten Island or scientists or whichever group we were looking for. So each letter had to be tailored a little, which takes 3 minutes a letter, 10 minutes, 5 minutes a letter. So if we're doing 100 letters, that's 500 minutes. Anyway, we could certainly add to the groups we contact. We'll always advertise on air.
Was usually done, but not very specifically. Again, very brief. The CAB is looking for new members. Applied to. Mm-hmm. We'll have no message
so
about
where are
what.
The polls right. This year?
Well,
have they done?
We
We got all five boroughs.
We did,
once,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got pretty good geographic representation. We have Long Island, mm-hmm. New Jersey, we have Westchester, mm-hmm. all five boroughs. So that was good.
And I think occupationally.
We had a very heavy tilt towards academics, which is fine, but we wanted to have a little more.
Is it still or forward? Yes. Forward, yeah. I don't think it changed a bit, right?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. It was 40% female, women. I mean, that's the same thing. College professors.
You know, we'd like more ethnic diversity. We sort of, I mean, sent a few letters to some. Certainly, there was Asian American group that we sent letters to.
Do we have access to demographic information from the station about listenership?
They've talked about it. I don't know.
We've never done it.
I mean, and should we like look at that and make an effort? No, probably not. We shouldn't be relying on that, right? We should be looking at different groups.
I think we established last year that we are trying to engage listeners. Like, it's not our job to create new listeners specifically. There's a department for that. So more and more about like talking to people who already listen, see what they want,
right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Right? Like, that's kind of where we
can. It wouldn't be a bad idea.
But that presumes, though, that, you know, there are every listener is a member, right? I mean, they're not.
They're not, right.
They're not. So,
right.
So the fact that you would reach out to people that are not members.
Yeah.
Go beyond the numbers that we have with respect to listenership, so.
Yeah.
You'd want to study a wide campus, a wider campus than what our listenership / membership looks like. That would be one set of data that you might want to expand on, as opposed to.
I would love to see a taxi cab driver on the cab.
I would love to see a campaign that specifically targeted taxi drivers. It is amazing how many times you get in the cab.
I'm blown away. Blown away.
Got in the cab, and I was listening to, you know,
Brian Lehrer.
Well, you know, it could be when we're doing those recruiting announcements, because at the end of the day, that does seem how most people get here, despite our efforts to be creative about perhaps getting other channels. So perhaps there is a very quick way to work into those announcements, because that's how I think a lot of us got here, right? Like, we listen to the radio all the time, and you know, when CEOs say, oh, and we're recruiting new members for CAB. So maybe what could fit into that 15-second spot is, and especially cab drivers, especially people from New Jersey, and then we can actually develop that on the website, because of course the first thing I did was I looked on the website to see, gee, what is the cab, who's on it, what have they done, I read the minutes and all that kind of thing. So we can beef up the website as a recruiting tool, because we don't have very much time on air, but I think we have to realistically realize that the on-air announcement, although we should definitely continue to try the things, it's going to, probably, practically speaking, who else is going to want to spend their time except someone that's already, you know, loves the station.
I wonder if the idea of being on a board sounds intimidating to some people.
Well, there are groups, for instance, on LinkedIn, that already profess their interest in joining a board, and there are other organizations in the city that people join based on their company affiliations, where they would like to already.
I mean, I feel like you need to be in a certain mindset. You know, I think there are people who would be good CAB members who don't know that they're the type of person who could be on a board. Like, I wonder if there's, like, sure.
All right, so board source is not the way to go.
Board source, yeah.
You know what would be fun? I don't know if you're from the station.
He's not a member of the Board of Trustees.
The Board of Trustees. It would be funny to have sort of a pledge spot with us in it. So, you know, they have a funny pledge. And they produce the pledge spots here. And when I worked with John 13, we have a lot of flexibility, right? It would be funny if they could, you know, one of those producers could work in something about the community. And then you're getting more airtime. You're sort of getting a little bit of a deeper, you know, get more airtime at the very least. And that could be funny.
So the funny thing would be the CAB members do not have to donate. So.
Well, yeah, but they could sort of poke fun at it. Now I'm trying to be a producer, but it might be a way to get airtime, like free airtime, if that's such an important part of getting people.
Because they are longer spots.
They're longer spots, yeah. And if they have fun with them, you know, you can have some humor.
And then they get old.
So. Yeah, they have to redo them. Yeah,
sure.
A factor in this might be the structure of people's jobs. Years ago, I drove a cab.
Ta-da!
Gary.
Oh,
God, Gary.
Done.
Those
days
are over.
No, they're over. Yes, as a musician, you want to come and do a lot of things. So, but the average cab driver, I think it's still true, drives a minimum of 12 hours a day,
right.
And usually 6 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So getting them to
be able to have
the luxury of the time, it's worth a try.
Right.
I think it would be worth a try.
It's once a month.
Yeah. It's worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the other thing is, they become a conduit for all the conversation that goes on in their cab as well. Then they're bringing back even more stuff, not only their own ideas, but what they bring back to us about what they
heard. We can create
a game show. Either that or allow them to do it by audio while you're driving.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
I was just thinking about what Ryan just said, though. It's kind of like Brian or Leonard or any, but, you know, where you had a call-in. Maybe there is a call-in board meeting. I mean, you know, where there's an invitation. So people don't have to come. They could be on the road, but they could call in.
Sometimes you see a Seinfeld episode. The driver, you know, calling into the meeting and somebody saying, no, slow down, I wanted to go back.
But it could be very interesting because people can always come in the early in the evening.
We do that.
We have
people call in.
Right.
Board members.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, we should advertise that it's available.
Having more than one person.
Yeah, so if you get that Seinfeld cabin, you can license it, make it a reality show, and we'll become fun.
We're going to raise money for the station.
I want to get the soup Nazi then.
We can also, I don't know if this will result in anything, we record the Moth Radio Hour at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
So I can probably convince them to make an announcement saying we're recruiting, you know, and so
that is perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What bookstore is it?
Housing Works Bookstore in Crosby and Costa.
Oh, such a nice.
If the Moth people have editorial control, but I'll ask them. It gets crazy.
You know, the thing about the Moth is that they actually say that they will teach you how to be a Moth presenter.
I think we should all go do it.
Well,
about our experience on the cat, come on. You know it's going to make it on there.
No, but I'm thinking about what Sarah said about
Instagram.
Who might not. You know, like, what does it take to be a board member? You know, maybe there are just a few that like, there's a little bit that we create about what the board does or what the board needs or, you know. Because they're just saying, you know, call us and story intrigues us, then, you know, we'll get back to you and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole lot of little process.
Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, that's... Off. I'm sorry. No, it's just definitely, I think that the website is, our part of the website is just sort of like that. And maybe that's part of what we need to do is to have someone, what does it take, or do something kind of engaging on the website. Just like old folks might look at the website as opposed to a Facebook.
Yeah, well, if we could just get more real estate on the website, then we could do, you know.
Well, our webpage we can expand more, and in fact, that should be one of the charges to the committee that will report back to us in February, is to come up with a more compelling message for our own webpage. Mind you still have to find it by going through the homepage, the about, da-da-da-da-da-da. But when you get there, we can have something good to say. And there may be able to be something more visible during a recruitment drive. I can try to see if we can get that.
Is it a stipulation of the license that they have this community?
Yeah. It's in the statute, yeah.
So they should be nicer to us.
Well, it just says they have to have one.
The rationale for doing that is that there are many other parts for setting it up, what I was told, setting it up the way it is, where we are in the drill down about us kind of thing, is that there are many other entities, subsections of New York, New Jersey Public Radio, that would also want to be right on the home page, and then the home page becomes, you know, unworkable and manageable. So they want to find other ways to direct you to links that they think is, but I just don't think that link about is very intuitive at all. And so maybe we can still work on that.
Well, I assume that has a search feature. We can somehow, in whatever ads we're doing, say, search under community advisory board.
You can just Google it like that. The page comes right up.
Yeah, that's actually how it comes.
But if the about page itself is more interesting, I don't think there's a compelling... I mean, we have trouble defining what we're about. So I think that's reflected in the mushiness of the page. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you expect other people to understand if we're sort of, struggling with that? So I think, we have to make it clearer.
Perhaps instead of requesting an anchor link permanently on the homepage, it'd be nice if you alert the public that we're having a meeting the particular day. I know they have that scrolling banner, or I don't know if that's editorial decision or not. Perhaps just some additional notification that we're having a public meeting might be helpful.
Where's that?
On the homepage, there's a...
Oh, I see, on the homepage.
Just the particular day we're having a meeting, it'd be nice, WMS and CAD meeting today. Click for more.
That's a good idea.
Perhaps we could link back to our page just for that day.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a couple of days before, including that day, so people would plan to come.
Do we cross-pollinate with listener services at all?
Brenda is listener service.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you?
No, but Keith is member of the board. Brenda,
and the young lady beyond.
Oh, Jennifer.
Jennifer. Yes. Sorry about that. Maybe I should take my glasses off. So, one of the things that I toyed with, as I'm just learning how to use the Facebook feature, was that if there were something of interest to me, for instance, there was a pre-K sign-up for parents, and I thought, gee, that would be really neat if somebody could, click on this link and show up to that meeting. I don't know if it worked or not. But is there any way for you to cross-pollinate with the CAB? For instance, if you have listener services, right? And do people go on that directly, and could you... like tell them about us and what we're doing?
In terms of listener services, are you talking about more of a social media platform like Facebook, or are you talking about that as a department?
Well, do you have a specific page devoted to that or no?
I am actually not sure. I can check right now.
Okay. So my question would be, if you had such an entity or real estate on the internet, you could let people know that we have meetings that please come.
I mean, yeah,
your voice could be heard more through this conduit, etc.
Which, I mean, I can't speak for them, that would be something that they would have to authorize amongst themselves. But I mean, it's definitely an option. It's a
possibility.
It can be presented to them for sure.
But isn't Brenda the head of listener services?
No, Brenda has community engagement and audience development, which is different.
Okay.
So listener services manages all calls or all customer service for the entire station.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But we've asked in the past that question. I think because that data would help us. It would give us a proportion of listeners.
And it would be iterative.
And what are listeners calling in about and all that. But we've never gotten that.
So I'm confused now. So you have nothing to do with listener services?
No.
So why aren't we in touch with listener services? That seems to be who we should be contacting. If they're the ones who can have some feedback from the public.
There was an issue. And in a sense, there was always the issue that we're separate from WNYC.
Right.
That we're not them, we're something else.
Right.
it's the strangest thing. So there's this...
Well, we're supposed to represent the community.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But for us to represent the community that is engaged with WNYC, somehow we need to have information about
it. Well, some public radio stations, the listener comments go to the CAB.
We're the biggest station.
But we're big, so they have a whole department that, so we're
isolated.
Well,
from it. And then, unless, even if we reach out and we try to be proportional, because we did this study, I'm not sure if everybody who's new on the board, we did a study of a lot of other stations, except RIE and, other stations around the country, and that, the goal was really to try to find, how do they do it? You know, what is their process? And so I really
love
the way it's questioned.
All this question, because I found that fascinating.
I'm pretty sure I did send it earlier this year. Does anybody else remember the summary of what we did? Because I asked you for that again. I thought I had. I can do it again.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Sure.
It was done a couple of years ago now, but it was still really, it was very instructive.
Not to beat a dead horse, but I'm actually on the WNYC website, and if you click on more, you get a drop-down menu with things like ways to support WNYC, contact us, weather, blah, blah, blah. Nowhere in there is audience services or listener services, for starters, and there's no mention of us, and I can't imagine that they wouldn't be able to put us on the contact us page, which lists phone numbers to call, business administrative numbers. It's nothing sexy. It's just literally like...
Yeah, it has to do with that split kind of strange
links.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. But
I can ask again. But
couldn't they say community advisory board and put the email or the,
or related links.
But then we have to create where the link goes to. I mean, just the phone number or if we get an email address.
You don't want anyone to have to go... second, third tier, you just want it there.
I kind of see us as being, what's the phrase that, like, we're representing the silent majority. Like, we don't need to deal with people who are contacted the station directly for whatever reason. It's more about... But if you wanted to be in this room, how are you going to get there? You're going to go to the WNYC website and click on more, or type in, because when you type in the community advisory board, you get kicked out into Google. So you're kind of...
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I Google WNYC community advisory board, the first thing that pops up in my feed is our page on WNYC.
If you Google it. But if you don't Google it, if you think, I'll start with the WNYC website, and don't think about Googling it, then you don't find it.
Yeah, and you can push it to the same place.
Well, you do. I mean, then you have to know exactly where. I think Sarah's point is, right. If you Google it, you find us right away. It's easy.
I mean, if you go to the website,
I Google the individual pages of the shows because I find it easier than trying to navigate this website.
Yeah.
So if I want to, comment on the Brian Lehrer show while it's on, I'll Google Brian Lehrer show because it takes me right to the Lipson page rather than having to go through there.
I mean, they might structure it. Obviously, they chose not to, and they have their own design, but have a page for feedback, where you had that, where you had the community advisory board, where you had that's very clear what the function is. Even if you put community advisory board on a menu, what does that mean to the average person? Something that said feedback or participation or something of that sort.
Yeah. Well, it should lead it to our page, but I think Sue made the point that our page is kind of flat. We have to jazz that up too. But we do have other things to cover, and I think we're getting off a little bit from what we wanted to do. So let me just sum up that we would want some people to work on the outreach. Whom do we want to fill the board? And I sent around the list of who we all are and what our backgrounds are, so you know what we do have. And that committee then should come up with who's missing in that mix, who would be good to get. Swati Khurana informed me that she can't stay on the board because she's got finishing an MFA, and each one, for the next 3-4 semesters, she'll be busy on Monday nights. So she's going to ask to
back off now, and then so she will reapply. So the Bronx, we've got to get someone from the Bronx again. And, you know, different professions. I love the cab idea, the cab driver idea. And also the outreach. So who's, and Stephen said he would head that up again as the vice chair on that. So who would be willing to work on that? Who? Messaging? Outreach?
Well, we talked about the last meeting, and John volunteered. I think you were the only one. But we could take more volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's us.
Will I do it again? Because I was out of town.
Yeah, you were out a lot. That wasn't fair to get to.
Okay, well, I'll work again.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very much interested in outreach, and I think there are other possibilities that I would like to share.
Okay, great.
Swati was kind enough to say she'd be very interested in participating and giving her ideas, so I'll put her in touch with you three and some of the other committees.
Judith, and no more.
Stephen, John Bacon, Luann. Okay. Now, I did mention about the QXR instrument drive, just to catch up for people who weren't here then. We're assisting the QXR and the instrument driver, I think, in really helpful ways this year. And John Bacon, since he's with New York Public Library, will be able to post their posters about the instrument drive throughout the library branches, which is pretty darn good. And then I had a contact on the Metro North board, and we'll get posters up on all of the Metro North stations. That's the Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven line, so that's about 150. So hopefully that'll, you know, for their first instrument drive, that should be a good outreach. And anybody who would like posters that you feel you could put out into your own organizations or people, let me know pretty quickly so that I can contact the station and have them just email these posters to you. They're this size, is the size that they could use.
So.
None?
I might have missed your earlier comment. Have they begun?
No. It's the end of February, beginning March.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And Sam Ash is collecting the instruments for them. And I think also agreed to put them in, I don't know if you know, Keith.
They're going to
restore them.
Back to health.
Yeah. So this is a pretty big step for the station, and it'll really be nice to help them carry it off.
Are they involved with Carnegie Hall or any of the places like, I know...
Oh, I'm sure.
I have tickets to Carnegie Hall. I look in my program. That would be... I don't know if they're doing anything like that.
I'm sure these big, obvious ones, they've thought of it. We were able to give them a couple of other places. Maybe they didn't have entree to.
There's a message board for choristers in New York City. So those are a lot of people who just like music, and they may have taken up an instrument, and they don't do that anymore because they sing. Mm-hmm. There might be people have a lot, and that would reach a lot of people. And some of those people are involved in other institutions or musical activities.
Well, send me those, so I'll pass them on. But also, if you go to meetings like that, you could type post their posters yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever meetings to which you go, your own singing groups.
Well, I mean, too, I'll do it. Or there's Hunter College. I don't know what they may have started.
Are
so,
you know. Looking at the instrument drive as a way of perhaps getting in touch with some audiences that you may have an interest in joining the camp?
I haven't thought of it that way at all.
Well,
so
because if you think about the end user of the instrument drive, you know, there's going to be a lot of diversity. Colors, shapes, and sizes of people that are going to be receiving instruments. And, you know, it may be something that I've been up after our folks at the station to kind of think about that moment and how you might capture people that you might not be able to reach otherwise who will now have a new vested interest in understanding a little bit more about this organization that's given them a job and instrument.
Well, there's a whole bunch of schools of after-school programs in the city with teaching artists that are teaching music. And this just huge.
I mean, I know that it's going to be an event, like an undisclosed as yet location.
No, no.
Do we have a location
no,
now?
No. They're at Sam Ash Stores
no,
over
no, no,
a period of time.
Out.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's going to be a day,
that's,
right?
That's your defining moment.
Yeah, like maybe we need to have a
I don't
table.
Know about that day.
Yeah,
that's
like
interesting.
Yeah, because they were talking like,
or at least or at least understand where the distribution is going to take place so you can focus your targeted effort on bringing diversity into the CAB by understanding where the
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I just think that that's a way, because I think we're, you know, we're looking at it with respect to membership as well, and listenership, you know, as a way, because you're creating, you know, a real kind of emotional soft spot in someone who is that may have them care a little bit more about living than you are and where you came from and what you're doing. Why are you so nice, right?
What music shows are on offer, you know, most, a lot of people don't even know.
I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
Music and something else.
So as I push on the board for everybody to kind of take advantage of this moment, I think it's something that you guys ought to...
Do you know what the setup of that distribution is going to be?
No, but I'll find out
more.
I think
that sounds like a good idea.
It's going to be disseminated. Information is not like...
Yeah.
Top secret, and your social security number to get there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Yeah.
They're going to put the instruments in the middle of a room and just.
Are there going to be like green room concerts with some of these?
Yeah,
bands,
well, I'm sure. The possibilities are endless, right? Given the amount of thought that people put into it, derive exactly what you get out of it. So. We should all be thinking about it. It's going to be helpful to cross-pollinate ideas.
Right. I'll definitely
you
find out about
real
that.
Estate, too, right? So I have to think about these ways.
Sure.
I'm not sure what the whole real estate issue is on the webpage. Happy that we're taking some notes, and I'm happy to talk about it and find out, you know, make some folks uncomfortable about it. But, you know...
Talk to Ellen about it. She'll fill you in about how long this has been going on.
But, you know, you got to be creative, too. Right? Mm-hmm. You got to figure there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Okay, but we'll definitely find out about that. When will be the disbursement and what we can do about it and where? Yeah, because... Perfect. All right. The other thing I wanted to discuss tonight was the second involvement with the station, is WMYC. And again, I know I forwarded Dean's note to everybody.
Really interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Just as background, Keith, for you, we've been looking for ways to get more collaborative and integrated with the station that we're doing. Kind of always felt we were doing stuff out here. And the station was doing its stuff here and never the Twain shall meet. So through a series of meetings that the three of us had last spring with Laura Walker, Dean Capello, and Graham Parker, we really hit upon a way that this year we would be much more involved in directly doing something with, for, by the station collaboratively. So what Dean has said that his focus this year, one of them, would be on health. And so he has three particular areas that he wants to focus on. Coverage of the American, the Health Care. Act, the American Care Act. Yeah. And how the politics play out, the health and financial impact and the politics of health insurance, the medical science and discovery, what are the groundbreaking and innovative research programs and how they apply to people's lives, and healthy living. What are the decisions that people make today that can lead to a healthier life, etc. So he had put in the email, so please go back and check it, that there has been a pilot program that's already been put out there. And he would like us to listen to that and be prepared to comment on that
for the February. In February, there'll be staff members from WMIC. I'm not sure if he himself, but other staff members to get feedback from the CAB. And from what I understand, we talked about it before, is that we can also, if we have some people in particular that we feel would be helpful to invite to be part of that feedback, so like a focus forum, that we can invite them to. There's someone from up in Westchester, for example, who's run a community care health clinic for years. And I would love to have her here and be part of this feedback as to how these messages are resonating. So that's somebody I would think about inviting.
We can invite them to the February meeting.
Yeah.
It's not just handing them a list of...
Well, you can do both. If they can't come, they can listen to the... Check the email. The email is very specific. It says what he would like. We would like the CAB members and invitees to listen to the pilot program, make notes about things that compel them to really listen, to engage with the material, things that distract or irritate them. This is a pilot, so they want to know how it's going over. And so they're looking for feedback for this early focus meetings to get that information. They want comments about whether the format or the documentary style works for that topic. Tell us something you learned from this episode. Tell us whether this work made you think about your own health and medical history, etc. So those are people that you might think of getting engaged besides those of us here. Ask them to listen to the pilot and send them this segment of the Dean's memo that says, you know, this is specifically what we'd like feedback about. And they can either send it up to you to bring in, or bring them to the meeting if they're free and they'd like to come. Because it really should be a good open and free discussion on this.
Is Dean coming to the meeting?
He may. I'm not sure whether he's committing to come. It definitely there will be staff there. He may come with the staff, or he may send. I wasn't clear from this.
Should we write our notes? We should write our notes and have something to hand in? Or, I mean, in terms of something more formal, or if we want to?
Yeah, if you want to. It's probably better to get those kind of written comments to provide the staff. And then have a discussion as well. But certainly, on those particular topics, I think it would be helpful for him to have something written and permanent, rather than just discussion. But then free-flowing. But it really is important that you listen to the pilot first, so that you're commenting specifically on the work they've done. And then, so those of you who did look at the memo, are there any questions about what we're supposed to be doing so that, it says, let me know if you have questions beyond what I've addressed here. This is meant to be a dynamic process and will be largely focused on the feedback. So it's important that we hear from you.
So. Such a great constructive thing. You asked with us.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the. It's a very solid use of our.
Exactly. And this builds a little bit more on when we sat for that discussion in the spring. Based on somewhat the Boston station. GBH. Yeah. They basically use their members of the CAB as the public. They don't really care about public meetings per se. And they're very careful about recruiting for the CAB because they want a broad range of professions, backgrounds, interests, diversity and ethnicity, etc. And the CAB is the public to them. And so, but they meet regularly with the station, with personnel and planning. We have not been doing that. And like Renee and myself, those of us who've been trying to get a more involved arrangement with the station and more dynamic and more collaborative, have been looking towards doing something like this. So this year we're involved with the instrument drive, and we're involved in a very specific way in this WMIC health initiative. So I think this is building towards a different role. Talk about the nebulousness, we don't know how to describe ourselves.
But so it would be great if on the, you know, once this stuff is all public, we could specifically say, oh, God, these are the great things we've been working on this year.
Exactly.
And then it's like exactly. Really exciting.
And then people want to come and be part of that because there is a that. There's a something there. Yeah, exactly. And I think it also sets up this normalization of that's what you do with the cab. And then the station people come and we harvest some other things and so on, and it becomes a real back and forth dynamic, which I think would be more interesting for all of us, frankly. And I think it's something that's it's good that we're getting there.
I think it's very important what this particular initiative deems, because it really involves ideas and content. Mm-hmm. The other is more, it's lovely, the instruments, but it's more publicity and, you know, it's like gathering. It's a little bit of a different kind of thing. I'm getting all excited.
That's another life.
It's just, I think that it would be great because it gives them, it allows them to see us as well as
So you have to understand. I'm glad that we're having this conversation because I think I'll give you a little background. I think I've been on this board for 20 some odd years, and since the beginning, before we bought the licenses, there has been a separation of church and state between programming and the trustees. Now, we raise all the money, right? So, but there's a definitive line that we just don't cross, and it's part of our culture. So if it's that way for us, what do you think is going to happen with you guys? I'm going to put it right out there, right? So you're right in identifying opportunities as we are turning digital and all these other things are happening to us. This is an opportunity. So, believe me, your frustration is shared by lots of other entities that are working hard for the station, and it's slowly happening. I'm glad you're realizing it, to be frank with you.
Good.
But it's been a long road to hoe.
You do realize this is being taped, Keith.
It's all good, believe me.
But to your point, Renee, now we were not asked to help in the instrument drive per se. That was a way I know this guy from Metro North Pine, and I know John works in the library system, so that was something that I thought we could offer to do. But I think as far as getting into QXR, there's certainly opportunities to be much more substantive than just collecting, assisting in this collection. But that wasn't something that Graham said, can you do this for us? This is just, I saw an opportunity.
But it was even that is more than...
Oh, sure. We're going to make them love us and want to talk to us.
We sort of welcome their involvement, but it was...
But it's nothing as yet. Yeah, exactly. So that has to be worked on for sure, further, about what to do with QXR. But I think the door is open now if we're being helpful doing this. Sure. And then there's other ways, you know, that can do. And I think, Ethan, I don't know how much this has been discussed on the board, but... I think everyone's worried. I know I have a subscription to a concert at the Philharmonic, and now I'm going at 11 in the morning. It's so much more convenient. They started the 11 o'clock concerts because too many people of a certain age were not going out at night for these things. I have to commute to Westchester. It's wonderful for me to come down at 11 o'clock, exactly. And I can beat everybody else there to the bathroom during the intermission. the thing of it is, they're worried, too, about losing audience. The people in that audience are all like me with this white hair. And I think the radio stations are also concerned about that, and certainly QXR. How do you get the younger people in to be involved with this? I think the radio station has found all kinds of ways with streaming and podcasts and listening at your... They're getting it. But what do you do with, you know, with classical music? It's not just how you deliver it, but it's making people want to get it delivered. How do you grow a younger audience to make them interested and keep them on the hook? So, you know, I think the more more sources that the station uses, both from WNYC and QXR, to broaden the outreach, the better it will work. Well,
I think we're all on the same page. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, I lost track of time.
So what are the next steps with the NYC initiative?
The next steps is literally, you guys, every one of you, your homework is to go through this pilot. Go back to this memo, and if anyone has lost it, I'll resend it. I just went out a few days ago.
Yeah.
And address yourself to the questions at the bottom, because they say they would like commenting on these particular areas. And so if you don't write something, but I think it would be a good idea to write to, but at least come prepared on February to discuss those particular aspects of it.
Is it in the same space?
No, it's no. Here again. Oh. Yeah, it's here again.
So we should write to you or just write it down and bring it in February?
Well, write it down and be ready. And if Graham says he'd rather have it sent to people to start analyzing it sooner, I'll let you all know. Okay.
Indeed.
I agree. Dean. Yeah. So, and then, so the three of you are working on the recruitment then. So by next February... My next meeting. Yeah.
Are you outreach or recruitment or outreach slash recruitment?
I think we're recruitment.
Okay.
Yeah. And so come back with certain recommendations based on what you put in your summaries, basically. And then if you can work up something in terms of a more compelling message, that we could change our own Facebook page, our web page, so as people look to that to see what are we getting into. You know, we can talk, and maybe incorporating some of these things that we're involved in this year as well.
Yeah.
And with Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, also our webpage.
Yeah, just talking about the specific things we do.
Yeah.
Hopefully make it a little more interesting.
I'm just wondering about bringing people to the next meeting. Like, it'll be in this exact space, so we probably all should bring 10.
No. It's okay. Like one if you have them.
I've spent this past half a year at Fractured Atlas, and one of their big things is it's insurance for artists, and they did a lot of health insurance before the laws changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can probably get one of them to.
One of them.
Yeah.
Perfect. But that doesn't stop you from getting others to write in to comment. Yeah.
When is the pilot? It's on that.
Pilot's on already.
There's a link.
It has a link. Joyce, the pilot is just for us, though. We're not supposed to.
That's right. Yeah.
Those
people that you're asking to comment have to see the pilot as well.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't looked at the link you sent, but I was under the impression it's already been on.
Parts of it.
Okay.
Not all of it. Okay. But this is specific.
So is it the one about the DNA testing? And
that was one of them. And I forget what the other one was, but that was the science part. Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well done. I know you're diseased.
Yeah.
A lot of people said no.
Of course not.
I'm going to die. I don't want to know why.
All right. So now... So is there anyone from the public who would like to chime in at this time? Yeah, please. What's your name?
My name is David M. Saltman.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm very special to be here because I had just one issue that's been bothering me for years.
Okay.
But after staying here for an hour and a half, I have now six issues.
Oh, you got it.
Glad we could help. I was weaned on WQXR.
Uh-huh.
And I can still recite the advertisement for Lincoln Warehouse Storage Corporation in this town. Okay, so it's a public radio station. It's not a commercial radio station. I bought into the idea of buying the station when Giuliani said we're not going to pay for this anymore. So since it's not a commercial station, the way you get money is the format is going to have to be something like fundraising or this thing called sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it, and like most people, when sponsorship comes along, I get turned off a little bit because it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary, but it's annoying. problem with the announcements of the sponsorship, that this show is being sponsored by so-and-so, but it's basically a mini-commercial. And it bothers me that it's, why can't they just say, this is being sponsored by ANA or AIA or something like that, but not give the details. To me, it's like giving money to the sponsor, but with strings attached. I have to promote my product.
I bet you're right.
To me, that's a commercial. And so if it's going to be a commercial like that, become a commercial station, and you don't have to get, get paid by the commercial like, So that was my main issue, and I don't know how to address it, or I don't know how to, I'm an intelligent person. I listen. I love the show. It's too much. 24/7 I can listen to it. You got to go out and work and earn a living, so to speak. So too much of a good thing. But this concept of you want to sponsor the show, just give the money and name why you have to attach. This is being brought to you by this bakery company. We have the best bagels, best cupcakes, and it's I don't see any difference between that and a paid commercial.
Well, it is a little bit more subtle than that, quite frankly. But if you're giving big bucks, I'm sure you would want more than just your name.
I think they probably have a written statement of what that we could get for you.
What they define as. You don't get this kind of stuff on VAI because it's not a commercial. There's no commercials. Mm. Commercial free. That concept of commercial free. Mm-hmm. The concept that I always knew was that public radio was commercial free.
If you think about the difference between VAI and WNYC, the budget of VAI is a tiny, tiny fraction.
If it's commercial, it sounds like a commercial, call it a commercial.
Sure.
Don't call it commercial-free public radio because it just drives me crazy.
But, there's a difference between somebody paying for an advertisement and somebody who pays as a sponsor in terms of the I would imagine. I don't know about
it.
Much about
it. Same.
In terms of their ability to try to influence programming, I think.
But the content is the same. This is being brought to you by this movie, and then describe the movie and who's in it. It's like a commercial.
I'm not differing with you in terms of the way things sound when they're presented. I'm saying it as
what NYC.
A commercial station, the way it gets its money, would seem to be different to me in terms of the impact that the advertisers can have on the program.
This is my main issue.
Well, the good news and the bad news is sponsorship is going down, down, down every year. So that money is vanishing.
I understand it.
Call
it what it is.
So we should get an explanation.
Call it what it is so people don't get it.
I think it's by statute. I mean, we can guess. I think that the type of sponsorship is dictated by statute and what they can say is. But they can't say, buy your Acura $299 monthly lease offer.
No. Nothing that fast.
They cannot do that. They would lose their license.
It would also be taxable.
But it's close. They go up against the line, right? They say, whatever it is. But unfortunately, there's less of that.
I think that everyone in this room is very sympathetic towards what you're saying. We understand very much what you're saying, but I'm sure the executive leadership of the organization has to walk a very fine line as well in between generating revenue to pay their salaries and station maintenance and also, beholden to the people that have the checkbook. So I understand and I agree. It is frustrating. I mean, it's a bit longer tag sometimes.
And also it's counterproductive because when I get what I consider commercial given to me by a sponsor, I have less respect for that product. Or that service. Okay? If you're going to give, give. No strings attached. If you're going to give with strings attached, I question your original content, original issue for giving.
Yeah, it's a good point, but I think there's a question that doesn't have a great answer for anyone.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we all listened to QXR for 20 years when there were commercials on it.
Right.
And now we're listening to it where there's a similar message, and it's
frankly, I don't think quite as long. And the fact is, we know that, you know, none of us in this room have enough money to support the station single-handedly. They have to sell.
Yeah.
Something that looks like a commercial but is not.
QXR at least wasn't viable as a commercial station. She said they should be, just admits being a commercial station, take commercials. They couldn't run that way. They would run out of business.
That's why the Times.
So it's actually what you're saying.
We know you can. Don't make a move without calling Lincoln right line before go 100. Lincoln Warehouse store. I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
I can remember that. Okay, if I have a minute, I can also. My concept when I, you know, I said that when I tried to get on here, because I didn't get the number when they said the announcement of the meeting. So they said, if not, go to the website. So I went to the website. I couldn't find anything that said, you know. So I went to events, and it wasn't there. And I went to more. And then I went to events. Under events, a little sidebar, there was something about this. And that's when I got to the site about how to join, the whole history of it, and what you want to be, you know. But didn't say anything about, oh, then I went to the minutes. And the minutes, I couldn't get the minutes downloaded. I didn't have time. But then it said it was going to meet here in the LA Library. My original concept, because I've come to the Cultural Society for many, many, many different events in the auditorium, you know, sponsored by the nation or whatever. So I said, how did I work this? The panel was right, the board is going to be on the stage, and all the 500 people are going to be in the audience. Because what's the listening population of the NYC?
I don't know. We have to get it from listening service.
Yeah. I'll have it as a tip of my phone.
Wait, I have a presentation somewhere. You're going to give me a few minutes.
It's more online, I remember
but
that.
But if everyone listening wants to come to this meeting, how would you fit 500 people in here?
Yeah. We call that a luxury problem.
No, you don't want
that. It was an aside today.
Well, because my imagination was, because I've been, you know, when there's a panel on the stage and there's 500 people and they call it the second balcony and the third balcony, and it's filled. Yeah.
Wow, it should generate such interest. That would be very nice. That could be a goal.
And also an idea for getting announcements about, you know, what about having Brian Unleaded interviewing you guys as part of their show?
People turn off their radios all over the city.
Yeah, especially that day where it's just general or something, you know, you could, one of us could call it.
Call it, yeah.
We could do StoryCorps. We can interview each other.
Well, I was very happy to win two seats to the last month's.
The Grammy?
Oh, did you go to which was it at the bookstore?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
I listen to all the time. Great. So the other thing is, you know, a lot of times if you can't listen in the morning, it's repeated at 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. But also, I found lately that I got these deja vu movies. I heard that. They don't have to, this is a repeat performance. I've heard that before, you know? They're good, but. That's it,
John, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just three quick ones. Just responses to things that were spoken about today.
What was the last one again?
John Knapp, KNEPP. Repeat number. The first was just on for finding the website. The announcement, I think, is just go to WMIC.org. WMIC.org/CAD redirects to our website. It's actually outreach/CAD. But if we could just change that announcement on the radio, I think that's easy for people to remember.
And it's just adding four more things.
Just forward slash
that's
CAD.
A great idea.
What happens when you use the telephone number to pick it?
Since when you go to the website, you can't find us. It's almost impossible to find it.
WMIC.org/CAD.
Add it where? I'm not clear.
So when they give the little ad, the verbal ad, they give just NYC's URL instead of just saying how specifically to get to us. So WNYC/CAD.
Oh, I see.
Just add the /CAD.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Does
the /CAD work? Or outreach?
It is outreach, but just forward slash redirects.
What do you get when you call the number?
I think it's member services.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and they tell you everything?
that's a simple thing that might help. Just we sort of bounced around it as far as getting people for recruitment, getting people to understand what it's like to be on the cab, that it's not this daunting thing, that it's a good, it's a small background, good enjoy and be involved with.